AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Dennis Hastert goes to federal court today in Chicago. The former House Speaker is charged with banking violations, but we're told he was paying hush money to somebody to keep them quiet about allegations that he sexually molested someone years ago. Our Diane Kepley is in Washington.
Washington, D.C.-based attorney Thomas Green has decades of experience defending politicians and CEOs. His job this time will be to defend Hastert against allegations that he withdrew hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash without following the law on disclosing the reason for the transactions and then lying about that reason.
Today will be Dennis Hastert's first court appearance since he was indicted on banking violations. We've talked to a criminology expert about the controversy in McKinney, Texas, a suburb of Dallas, where police were called to respond to a complaint of more than 100 teenagers at a pool party. Most of the teens were black. An officer who pinned a teenage girl to the ground and pointed a gun at others is white. 15-year-old Brandon Brooks shot the video that shows the police response. He says the cops didn't approach him or his friend standing nearby.
I was like one of the few Caucasian people at the party. So I think it might have had something to do with racism.
But neighbor Brad Taylor says there's something the video doesn't show.
They didn't see the kids running all over the place, not complying with the officers. They didn't see them cussing to the police officers, becoming unruly to them.
He talked to KDFW Fox 4. Criminology professor Robert Taylor says both the teens and the police acted inappropriately. A high-ranking Obama administration official says it could take at least 3 to 5 years for Iraq to overcome the Islamic State group. Retired Navy Admiral John Kirby says the war effort, quote, has to be owned by the Iraqis. This is AP Radio News. It's the world's third largest bank, and now it's cutting jobs. Lots of jobs. Our Charles de Ledesma is in London, the city where HSBC is headquartered.
A key tenet of HSBC's global strategy has been to expand its presence in China and across the Asia-Pacific region. Now the vast bank has announced plans to cut up to 25,000 jobs around the world in an attempt to reduce costs and shift back towards fast-growing Asian economies. HSBC says it intends, too, to sell its operations in Turkey and Brazil, which will see its workforce there reduced by around another 25,000. These employees, however, are expected to be offered work elsewhere. Charles Ledesma, London.
All right, for you hockey fans, the Tampa Bay Lightning skated past Chicago last night 3-2 to take a 2-1 series lead in the Stanley Cup Finals. Game 4 is tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.